Good interview with moi, Miss Piggy of the Airwaves. July 22, 2021. By Justice Anna Von writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Lately it seems I have been gobbling up more than my fair share of the airwaves. And it might not be my place to say that my interview with Dr. B was good or bad, either, but once in a while, it feels like something clicked, that the information was sharp and clean, that the rapport was right, and then, a simple interview flags in your memory as being somehow better than others you've done. This interview was one of those. We just hit it off and he kept directing me to the kind of questions that matter. So, if you have felt uncertain about basic things or are wondering about current affairs, you might want to tune into this particular broadcast. We covered a lot of ground and covered it from a slightly different angle. I have been deep in conferences and discussions this week with some of the grand old men of the Patriot movement in this country, people who, like me, have slogged through the law and the history for decades. It was a great pleasure and honor to be able to talk at length about our common knowledge and not have to stop and explain anything at all, and to freely brainstorm about ways that we can help people better defend themselves from legal attacks, means of delivering such assistance, and how to best bring forward and distribute economic and social relief through our new banking system. Suffice it to say that it has been an exhausting but inspiring couple weeks and shows no sign of slowing down. My fiduciary duties for the country as a whole have meant that bank treaties have been established and are being established at a rapid rate, and bank charters for all the various nations worldwide are being completed. 50 accounts for the 50 states are being established, along with up to 535 accounts for each of the Indian tribes. This is just the basic chart of accounts for this country. Now multiply that worldwide, as each country comes online and each political subdivision of the land in all those countries are set up. It's a vast undertaking. As we go forward, people all over the world are waking up and the banks are hightailing it, as the consequences of all the wrongdoing and crime become self-evident and resources get reallocated. Many people have been dismayed by headlines about Mr. Trump's recent speech saying, "The military isn't coming to save you. No coup is being planned." And again, this is partially true. You are coming to save yourselves, and that is far better than any military coup. The military has been standing around since 1863 without the ability and authority to act for you, but now that you are all stepping up to the table and presenting yourselves, it makes it possible for them to act lawfully and with full confidence in what they are doing. It also makes it possible for law enforcement personnel all over the globe to take action, which before was impossible, because nobody with standing was making the complaints necessary to go after the vermin. Now, we are. I have said from the start that this is not a matter of politics or race or religion or anything else of the sort. I have said that it is a matter of crime, pure and simple. We have had crime syndicates running our banks and our corporations and using illegal interlocking trust directorates to do it. They were running these operations behind storefronts, including the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches, the United Nations, the United States Incorporated, and many more organizations that knowingly or unknowingly became complicit in crimes against humanity on a worldwide basis in the name of profit. How, you might ask, is this possible? How could all these organizations be run amok like this? Two fundamental reasons. 1. The commercial banks slipped the leash of the public law, which was originally imposed indirectly, because the commercial banks were owned by international trade banks. 2. We forgot, for a time, who we were, thanks to dumbing down in our public schools and destruction and hiding of public records and law books. Just like the Brits burned the records during the War of 1812, trying to destroy the evidence of their debt to us, members of the bar associations have been hard at work trying to destroy the evidence of our courts and common law. It's not going to do them any good. Be of good cheer and don't be afraid. The evil ones are failing in their aims and will continue to fail as people continue to wake up on a worldwide basis. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.